Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on July 4th weekend. I got to be honest with you, I can't believe it. I usually spend July 4th in Colorado, so just due to COVID this year, we decided as a family not to make that happen. My mom still lives out there in southern Colorado, and if you've listened to Long-Term Care Radio before, you know I have a house in Creed, Colorado. That is the house that my grandmother grew up in and my mom was raised in. And it is now in our family. We've kept it in our family. So we go out there to Creed, and Creed has this little parade every year. They have quite a bit going on, actually. They have a mining competition, which is one of the, there's several. There's several in Utah and Montana and then Creed. So it's like the state mining championship where people, you know, hammer holes in rocks and use the equipment and stuff that they used back in the days of mining. And they have a parade, and then they have fireworks, and we play bingo at the – they have this really neat town center that's built into the side of the mountain. So that's always where we've spent our 4th of July's for the last decade. And this – I think I've had one here in the Puget Sound in the last 15 years or so. But this is our second one, so we're going to try to make the best of it. But I'll tell you, just getting up and putting the coats on to go to work at the end of June and in July, it's pretty rough. So the weatherman, they're telling us it's going to be a nice weekend, so I hope it comes to fruition. But, speaking of the 4th of July, we would always go out to Colorado. I had a little motorhome that I would drive the family out when the kids were really young. It was easy. We could just put them in their car seats and hit the road. And it's about 1,400 miles to drive out there to get to my mom's place. And we would stop along the way and get fireworks as the kids started getting older. And if you went to Wyoming, you could get some pretty good fireworks. And you could get some, Boom City up here. Sometimes we would take some with us. But the problem was they started really limiting what you could light off, especially there in southern Colorado in the mountains, because it was getting so dry. So they started really banning anything, projectiles that went up in the air or anything like that. But one year, I just got to tell you the story. We had, we stopped and we bought one of these little, like, it was just this little square box, like maybe 8 by 10 inches, that had like 200 rounds of this little missile that was like screaming whistle missile, and then it had a little pop at the end. And it only, they shot up about 30 feet or 20 feet or something. But you would just light this box and you would just sit there and you'd have this like 200 little missiles going off all, just one after another. So my mom was up there. I had the kids. My son was probably 7 or 8 at the time, so he just thought this was going to be so cool. My nephew was there, my aunt, and we decided we're going to light this thing off. So we stick it in the little yard of this house in Creed and put it in the grass, and we light this thing. And it starts rallying. It starts going pretty quick. Just pssoo, pssoo, pssoo. And we're like, wow, that's cool. And all of a sudden, the thing falls over, and it's pointing directly at us. And so we're like kind of cornered in this porch area on the sidewalk, trying to get back in the house. And this thing is just shooting all these fireworks off. And one of them hit my aunt right in the bottom. And she's screaming and moaning, trying to get in the house. And my mom's running for life. And it was just pure chaos. And I look back at it, and some of the people across the street, neighbors, were just like, oh my gosh, stupid is, stupid does. But we always had a lot of fun with that. Now that my son is a teenager, we're a little bit more worried about what's going to happen this year with the 4th of July. But we're probably not going to send anything up because we're in an area with horses. And, it's just, I would rather see the professional fireworks go off. But I don't think there's going to be any there going off this year at all. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that this time next year we're all in a little better position. So. But today, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, thanks for tuning in. We're actually going to talk about long-term care today. We're going to talk about some of the different things. I'm going to spend some time really talking about trying to stay independent. I think on Independence Day, I want to focus a little bit on the importance of being independent. And as we age, there are some great benefits to being independent. And one of them is we feel like an individual. And what I mean by that is when you no longer make the decisions in your life, you feel less like an individual. So they've done study after study on this, is trying to keep your independence as you age. People feel better. They feel better about themselves. It helps people maintain just their balance and their strength, meaning that if they're independent, especially if you're living in your own home, you're probably doing more than you would be doing if you moved into, a small apartment in an assisted living facility or an adult family home. So you're going to physically feel better. You're going to maintain your strength and your balance. Another great benefit of staying independent is your sense of purpose. Many of the people state that they lose their sense of purpose when they lose their independence. And I know my grandmother, in the last years of her life, she was kind of struggling with that. When she moved into an assisted living facility, she actually was very involved, Friday night social, had things like that. But there at the end, she started to feel like she didn't really have much purpose because she was just physically impaired to the point where it was very hard for her to do anything. And she really depended on others to do most of everything for her in the day. And then I think another common benefit, believe it or not, of staying independent is it aids in memory. The more active we are, the more things we are doing, the better we're going to feel in the long run. So, and that's going to help us maintain our memory. And they've done study after study on that as well, too. So, in honor of Independence Day, we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about, what does it take to stay independent? How do you get, what kind of support services are you going to need to age in place? And how do you get that support? And we'll tie that in with long-term care. I've got a great client of the week, lifetime benefit for a retired couple. I'm going to explain how we put that plan together. And then finally, I'm going to spend a little time today talking about the different ways to fund long-term care plans. I'm still surprised at this. I've been doing this for years now on the radio, but there's a lot of people still don't understand that there's multiple ways that you can fund a long-term care plan. You don't just have to start writing checks for the rest of your life anymore like some of the old plans. So we're going to go over all that as well, too. We're going to head into our first break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our upcoming classes as well, too. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. Thursday, July 9th at 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me Thursday, July 9th at 3 p.m. I'll kick things off and share my long-term care story. Make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the class size small for a great learning environment. Space is limited. It's all free, and I'll be part of it as well. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio on July 4th weekend, and thank you for tuning in. You just heard a couple of ads there. I do have a couple of classes coming up in July. Our very first class is going to be Thursday, July 9th. So that is next Thursday. That's going to be a 3 o'clock kickoff. So at 3 p.m., you can sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So that's Thursday at 3 p.m. Now, I've also got another one I just put up on the calendar this week for Friday the 24th. That's going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff. So we're going to do that Friday morning on the 24th. Now, these classes, they're going to be hosted over the internet now because I can't do these classes live. But it's the same class that I do live. So you're going to have a chance to get, you know, all the basic information of what long-term care is, what it pays for. We're going to talk about some of the different plans. We're going to discuss Medicaid, Medicare, all those things that you need to know a little bit about before you start planning for long-term care. And then at the end of this presentation, I answer questions. And that's really, I think, the strength of these classes. Get your questions answered, and not only your questions, you're going to see other people sending their questions in, and that's going to maybe make you think of something else. And so that's probably where you're going to learn the most, believe it or not. So again, Thursday the 9th, that's next Thursday at 3 p.m., and then Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. Those are our two opportunities for July. I do limit the size of these classes because I want to be able to get your questions answered at the end of it. So keep that in mind. We are going to cut that off. We've been filling up a lot of interest. It's easier on the internet. I just think it's, you know, you don't have to drive anywhere. So you just, once you sign up, you're going to get a link sent to you. And then Madeline is going to monitor the class as well, too. And we'll get all the questions handled and get the questions over to me. So we do, you know, what we can to make it as efficient as possible. But it's just a great way for you to get started. So again, look for those on our website at 525longtermcare.com. So I got a question on our website as well, too. You're going to see the question of the week, Long-Term Care Radio. And we got a question from Philip in Snoqualmie, which is the reason why I'm kind of putting this show together. I thought it was pretty great for Independence Day weekend. But Philip from Snoqualmie, he says, I would like to age in my home, but don't know if I will be able to do it. Do you have to decide where you receive long-term care services before you start receiving benefits, or can you transition from home to assisted living? So this was a good question. I had a chance to talk with Philip. What he was really getting at is he's saying, hey, if I get long-term care insurance, do I have to move to an assisted living facility? Or if I started at home, is that the only place that's going to pay for my services, or can I transition? And no, you can transition, Philip, and that's such a meaningful question. What you need to understand is that the vast majority of people will start their long-term care journey in their own home. I mean, like 3 out of 4 of them will start their journey in their own home. And the idea is that most people want to stay independent. So we're going back to this independence thing again. I have this property. I have this house. This is where I want to age. I want to age in place. And so if you start a long-term care journey in your home, that doesn't mean that you can't move. In fact, that's exactly what my grandmother did. She started in her own home. And after a little, almost 2 years, she then moved to an assisted living facility, where she spent nearly 5 years. So in actually the last couple months of her life, she was actually in a nursing home. So if you have long-term care insurance that, you know, like for me, I have a lifetime benefit, that plan will follow me regardless of where I move. So for the great question there, Philip, understand that long-term care, it's all about letting you age in place and letting you stay in control of your care options. Now, some of the things, the kinds of support we need to age in place, the overwhelming majority of people say they want to age in their own home. This is their priority. Number one, they want to age in place in their own home. But yet, I don't think anybody or everybody really takes the time to plan for this. What am I going to need? What kind of support might I need? What kind of support can I get? What kinds of things do I need to maybe change to my property? Maybe, you know, wheelchair ramps or widen up the hallways or anything like that. So there's all kinds of things that we need to think about. But the different types of support that we need and that we're going to need to keep our independence, it's going to start, number one, with personal care. So that is just, you know, that's, think of bathing and dressing. You know, you get to the point your arthritis is kicking in. It really starts to get harder to do some of those basic things, the personal care. Maybe it's a balance issue for taking a shower, for bathing or something like that, or it's hard to get in and out of the bathtub. So that's what we call personal care, that just help with the activities of daily living, so to speak, the bathing, the transferring, the eating, the transferring. That's the type of support that you can get. And you can bring that into your home, and it's going to be a type of support that you will need as you age. That's almost all of us are going to end up needing some personal care help. Household chores. Think of things like grocery shopping, laundry, the light housework. Again, those are things that we need. And if you think about it, that's really what we're doing as family members when we're taking care of somebody, or we're going over to see grandma, or going over and helping them with the yard work. It might start with something like that. And pretty soon it's, you know, laundry inside, helping cleaning, helping do some of just the basic household chores. So that's another level of support that you can get. And meals. I think meals is a big one. And I don't mean just simply feeding yourself. One of the biggest problems they find with people as they age is the lack of nutrition. They stop, you know, they don't have the energy or the time or the ability to really cook really diverse meals anymore. So they start eating very simple meals. And in fact, I had a client that had his dad was in his 90s living in his home. And he finally said, "Dad, we got to get you some help," because all he kept in the refrigerator was bologna. He had white bread, some mayonnaise, and some bologna. And he was living by himself. So a lot of the meals is not only the preparation, but it's also the nutritional guidance. And so that's some of the support that we can bring in there too. Like, we need somebody to come in and help with meals, but they can also help design, you know, nutritious meals for us as well too. Simple things like money management, just paying the bills, making sure that the utility bills are paid on a regular basis. As simple as that sounds, as people age, they sometimes really struggle with that if they don't have somebody involved doing that. They'll get their power shut off, or they'll get an insurance bill, and they'll stick that bill in a box underneath their bed, and they won't ever pay that bill. So just money management is a basic level of support that also helps us keep our independence. And then I think lastly, healthcare. And as a general rule, what I mean by this is the stuff we do every day, like taking medications, obviously, we need help with that sometimes, but we can also need help getting to the doctor, scheduling doctor appointments, keeping doctor appointments, making sure that we're getting in on a regular basis for our physicals and our checkups and things like that. So those are all really kind of different levels of support, different things that we need to support independent living. Now, if I am living in my own home, how do I get that support? Well, most people depend on family members, and they depend on the schedule of the family members. Some people will have friends or somebody in their community that might come over and help them. If I have a long-term care insurance plan, I'm going to trigger that long-term care insurance. That's exactly what long-term care pays for, the personal care, the help with the ADLs, the light housework, the meal preparation, the laundry. All those things will be covered by long-term care. In fact, if we look at long-term care insurance statistically, from an insurance point of view, about $3 out of every $4 that they pay out in claims pay for what we call custodial care. So that is not skilled nursing care or physical therapy. It's the light housework. It's the bathing. It's the transferring. It's the meal preparation. It's the laundry assistance. And so a lot of people are in their home, they might just need help. You know, you have somebody come in 2 or 3 hours a day that helps them, or maybe a couple hours in the morning and a couple hours in the evening. And that person can pretty much keep their independence as long as they have a few hours of support to maybe get them up and get them going through the day, make sure their medications are taken care of, maybe do some meal preparation, do a little bit of light housework for them. And then maybe they have another person that comes in, you know, in around dinner time and make sure, again, medications are done, maybe helps them into bed, whatever it is. But there's a lot of people that can maintain their independence just at that level. And like my grandmother, she started having somebody come in just a couple days a week, and then it kind of escalated and it went up from there. So the great thing about keeping your independence with a long-term care insurance plan is that now you have a dedicated source of funds to pay for that care to come in. And if it's only a couple hours a day, maybe it's only a few days a week, that's okay. I mean, if that's and that's really what was happening with my grandmother. She was getting physical therapy, and they would come in and they would do some meal preparation, and they would do some grocery shopping. And what they would basically do is just kind of plan the week out for her. And then pretty soon it became 4 days a week, 5 days a week. And then she finally got to the point where she just moved to an assisted living facility because she had friends and she wanted that that activity, so to speak, that interaction with other people. She started to feel isolated in her house. But that's a great thing about, you know, thinking about aging, is if I don't plan for this, keeping my independence becomes very difficult. In fact, statistically, you know, 9 out of 10 people will say, I want to age in my own home. I want to take my last breath on my pillow in my own home. I want that independence. But statistically, most people never get that opportunity. If we look at it from people that have done some planning and some people that have long-term care insurance plans, I think statistically about 70% of the people that trigger a long-term care insurance plan will end up with the ability to stay in home. They'll be able to age in place through most of the years. And so that's a pretty high number for people that have long-term care insurance. For those that don't have long-term care insurance, it's less than 5%. And the reason why is because we don't have that regular support team around us. If we're depending on family, unless somebody moves in with us, it becomes very difficult. So what a lot of people just end up doing is moving to an assisted living facility or adult family home or something along those lines, because now they have that care 24 hours. We're trying to get the care 24 hours from family is very difficult. Somebody pretty much has to give up their life and move in. So I think that's one of the big barriers there. So, but as a general rule, think about this. For your planning and retirement, think about where you want to live. The great thing, going back to what Philip was asking us, do I have to decide if I have long-term care insurance? No. But you know, if you have a long-term care insurance plan, you can turn that plan on while you're in your home. You can bring those home health care workers in and help keep you independent in your own home. And then if you decide to move to a facility like my grandmother did, your long-term care insurance is going to follow you there as well too. So stick around. We're going to take our next break here. And when I come back, I've got a client of the week. This is Brad and Jennifer, retired couple. I'm going to show you the discussion that we had and how we designed a plan to protect them for a lifetime. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's Bond Replacement Strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in. If you just stumbled across us on the radio dial this weekend, thank you. We are actually on a couple of different stations here in the Seattle area, and we actually have our podcasts available as well, too. So if you miss any part of the show or you want to hear some different topics that we're talking about, you can always get our podcasts. You can get them through iTunes. You can go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Right there, just click on the radio button, and you can get all of our podcasts there as well, too. And you can also get our schedule. We're on Saturday mornings at 8, Saturday mornings at 9, as well as Sunday at noon. So lots of chances to find us on the weekend. Then again, you can get the podcast anytime you want. And while you're there, you can sign up for our classes. Again, our next class is coming up this Thursday. That's July 9th. Think about it. We're already rolling into the first third of July is going to be over next week. But that's when our class is, Thursday, July 9th. That's going to be a 3 p.m. kickoff, so 3 in the afternoon. And then the next class and our last class for the month of July is going to be on Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. Now, you do not have to come to a class. I'll just tell you that right now. Everybody, kind of does things differently. We offer this class because I think it's just a really good way to kind of put all this information together and then to answer questions. And what I like about it is if I can get, 30, 40 people together in a room, which is what we always did. Now we're just doing it on the web, but we're going to answer those questions and people will feed off of other people's questions. And it really helps the learning experience. And then the idea is that once you have the basics down, what long-term care is, what it pays for, the different types of plans, things like that, it makes it easier for you to sit down and have that discussion and really start thinking about planning. Because it is hard to plan for something when we really don't know what the extent of it's going to be, but we don't know what our options are. So, I take his analogy, if you just showed up here on the planet and they said you need to go get a car, it's like, well, where would you start? What kind of car would you get? So it's a better idea of knowing kind of, well, where am I going to need to go with that car? Where am I going to live? Am I going to be in the mountains? Am I going to pull a boat? Whatever, you would start narrowing your choices. And we try to take that same approach with long-term care. Let's find out a little bit more about your situation and then narrow those choices so that we can design that custom plan for you. And that's where we come every week. We have this section called Client of the Week, and this is exactly what we're doing. We're going over a plan that we put in place for some clients and just kind of explaining to you what we did and why we ended up going this particular direction. So this is Brad, who is 72, Jennifer, who is 69. They're both retired. What was really the impetus for this conversation for them was Jen's mom is currently receiving long-term care benefits. And it was just eye-opening. She's been in long-term care now for almost 2 years. She started in her home, and then she transitioned into an assisted living facility. And this is really what got Jen excited about it. In all honesty, Brad was just to the point where they were going to self-insure. They had enough money. They had pension. They had Social Security. They had good nest eggs set aside. They weren't going to worry about it. He and was told he was too old and all these other things. But they stumbled across our radio show. They came to a class and they became clients. And part of it was because they learned about some of these new programs and these new options. But I will just tell you what was so important about this for Jen was watching her mom go through it and having long-term care insurance. Her mom had a fantastic plan, very familiar with the company. It's actually the same company that my mom has. And their concierge service jumped in and just really supported her and the family. So that's what Jen was saying, is it took the burden of us having to make all these decisions with for mom. And we had people saying, look, here's some options. Here's, you could do this, you could do that. Here's this. This is what I would recommend. You can look at this. And she said it was just nice having that support there so they didn't have to figure it out on her own. And they got it. They saw the value in that policy. Now, the biggest concerns for Brad, of course, was he was just a firm believer that he didn't want to pay a bunch of premiums for something that he may not use. Now, he was starting to soften up a little bit watching his wife's mother go through, watching his mother-in-law in this long-term care situation. But his theory was like, gosh, if I live a long life and I just have a bad day and I die, I don't want to spend all this money on insurance premiums. And I've worked hard and I've saved my money, so I don't know that I really need it. And that was a concern of his. However, he also realized watching his mother-in-law in this situation that having that plan, not only does it give you the support with the professionals and help all that, but he realizes how much money it saves for the estate. Because now that's every dollar that comes out of her insurance policy is a dollar that she is not spending down out of her estate, out of her savings. So he kind of got that. And so that was really what brought him to the table as well, too. And I think part of it, too, for them, of course, with everybody is take the money out of it. For Jennifer, she said, this was such a relief that my mom put this plan in place and had long-term care insurance. She goes, because it took the burden off of the kids. And she said, that's exactly what I want for my family. I don't want them to have to try to figure this out on their own. She said, if I have a cognitive situation, I don't want my kids to be sitting there trying to guess what's right for me. I want somebody that can really guide them and help them. And she goes, it just makes it easier and it just makes it, you know, a better situation for everybody. So that's really what was, you know, driving her to really look into this long-term care. So here's what we did for him. We sat down with Brad and Jennifer. We went through their plan. Here's what they have. They've got, so you know, they've got pension and Social Security. So they have lifetime income. They're fine off of that. They're not too worried about that. What they're trying to bring some additional long-term care insurance in for is because they want to protect their estate. And this was something that Brad was realized, that is, if I have a defined bucket of money to pay for long-term care, that frees me up to do what I want with my assets, meaning give them to the kids, to grandkids, to charity, to whatever I want. He said right now they're just not sure because they don't know how much they're going to need. So this was something that was in the back of their mind. We have pension. We have Social Security. We're never going to lose that money. How do we supplement enough money above and beyond that so that if one of us end up in care or both of us end up in care, we don't have to start draining down our assets? And so that was one of his driving forces. So we looked at their assets. We looked at their nest eggs. They had quite a bit of cash reserves and investments, but he was pretty conservative, especially now in the market. He didn't like what was going on. He doesn't like the political environment. He said, you know, I've got a lot of money in savings and CDs. I'm probably not going to move it from there. Can we use some of that money and leverage that up into long-term care? I would do that. And so that's really what we ended up doing. Now, remember, Brad's 72 years old. A lot of companies won't even accept him right now, especially with COVID. Some of our biggest carriers like Nationwide and Securian said nobody over age 69 right now. But we do have one of the best companies out there, the company that I'm with, still will accept people up to age 80 if they do a lump sum payment into their asset-based plan, which is what we did here. So this is really what we did. We designed a plan that's going to give them each $72,000 a year for life. So that's $6,000 a month of long-term care benefit per person for an unlimited amount of time. Now think about that. When I say that $6,000 a month, that's for Brad and that's $6,000 for Jennifer. So if they're both on claim together, they would get $12,000 a month for an unlimited amount of time, which just means you'll never run out of your long-term care insurance benefits. That's what we call lifetime benefit. There's only two companies out there right now that still offer these lifetime benefits. There's only one company that does it in an asset-based plan like this. But it's the plan that I have. Lifetime just simply means I'm never going to run out. And contrast that to all the other carriers. You're going to, you in theory could run out of your long-term care insurance after 4 years or 6 years or 7 years. That's about the max you can go out now with most of them is about 7 years. So this one just says, hey, we're going to insure for a catastrophic event. So $72,000 a year, tax-free. Remember, when you file a claim on long-term care, that money comes in tax-free. It's not like I'm pulling money out of a retirement account and I've got to count it as income. This money is tax-free. You do not count it as income. So $72,000 a year for life for each person. They're going to get $12,000 for caregiver training. So that would be a family member, a child, a spouse, something if you need to learn how to administer medication. It's really handy if you're in trying to take care of somebody with a cognitive, because there's some really good training programs here in the state of Washington that will you can pay for that will help you understand how to manage someone with Alzheimer's a little bit better. So they'll pay $12,000 for the caregiver training. They'll pay $12,000 out of this policy for home improvement and medical equipment. So that could be an adjustable bed, a stair lift, a wheelchair ramp, an intravenous pump, whatever you need to make your home safe. So again, we're going back to that. I want to keep my independence. I want to stay in home. Well, this plan is going to help you do that. There's a 0-day waiting period, by the way, on this plan for home health care. So that means you can get the work done ASAP on your house, on the improvements, and you're going to start receiving your benefit at the beginning of month one, because there's a 0-day waiting period once you file a claim. This plan also has the concierge care service. So this is what really Jennifer wanted out of this plan more than anything. This company assigns somebody to you and your family. And Madeline and I just, we just had a client that passed away from COVID. His wife was in a long-term care situation. He was actually taking care of her. And so we turned on her policy and they got assigned a concierge care provider, which means that we have a direct line to that person. I can call him, Madeline can call him, their kids can call him, but that person is, they're going to team up and they're going to work with your entire team, your case managers, your care coordination, your claim specialists, and they're just going to oversee everything. And folks, let me just tell you, that is worth its weight in gold when it comes down to a long-term care situation. So they get the concierge care service. Now, here's what I want you to understand. If they don't use this plan, they're going to do this plan right now. It's going to be a single deposit of $249,000. That's how they funded their plan. He just rolled some money out of some CDs and savings that he had. $249,000 deposit. That covers both of them. Here's what happens if they don't use the plan. As an asset-based plan, remember, win, lose, or draw. You get your money back if you don't use your plan. $300,000 is guaranteed to go back to the estate. So that's in the form of a death benefit. So what happens is if they live a long life, Brad and Jennifer, and they die and they never use long-term care, their $249,000 turns into $300,000 tax-free to the estate. Now, anytime you see that death benefit, if you use less than that, you're going to get the difference. So if they use $100,000 of long-term care and that's it, $200,000 goes back to the estate. If they use $300,000 in long-term care, well, then they've used up their death benefit, but the long-term care benefit never stops. It's unlimited. So what we're doing is we're ensuring both ends of the spectrum here. I don't use my plan. My money wasn't wasted. In fact, for Brad, he's putting $249 in. They don't use it. $300 goes back to the estate. He was just laughing, saying that's probably more than I'm going to make in interest in my savings and CDs, so I'm okay with that. However, should we need long-term care, we have this unlimited leverage now. They can pull out basically each person $72,000, so $144,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. So think about that insurance. They go out and they get in a car wreck and they're both disabled and they both end up in assisted living for 6 years. Well, guess what? That $249 just turned into $144,000 a year tax-free every year for as long as they need it. So that's the leverage of the insurance. So what's wonderful about this plan is on the surface, they're going to put this $249 into the plan. They're going to earmark that to go to their kids or their grandkids or whatever in their estate plan. And because, say, hey, if we don't use it, the $249 turns into $300,000. However, should we need long-term care, we don't have to spend down our assets or our other savings. We're going to be able to pull out this $144,000 or $72,000 a year per person for as long as we need it. That's the power of these long-term care plans. And then you get all the other benefits with them. And again, because they had Social Security and they have pension, they weren't trying to get an $8,000 or $10,000 a month policy that would pay for a nursing home. What they were trying to do is say, hey, if we have pension, we have Social Security, we're never going to lose that. we just want a little bit more to supplement us so we don't have to dip into our savings. And so that was the idea of designing this plan. But you could design any amount you want. You could get $4,000 a month. You could get $12,000 a month. That's up to you. So again, great client of the week. We have more examples on our website at 525longtermcare.com. You can always jump on there or listen to our podcast and you'll hear a different client every week. Stick around. I've got one more segment and we're going to wrap up Long-Term Care Radio when we get back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, Story Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for sticking with us. This is Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. By the way, 525 Advisors, we're located out of Bellevue, Washington. We do have clients all over the state of Washington, California, Colorado, Minnesota. Arizona. So our primary business is here in Washington State, but we are licensed across the country. So if you have loved ones or need help, and we do get some people that listen to our podcasts across the country, they find us and they reach out to us. But let us know how we can help. You can always go to our website. If you can't make it to a class, you can just hit the Start Here button, and it'll kind of walk you through some of the options that are available out there. And we have a pretty straightforward system. We're going to, you know, start with education, kind of get you educated on what long-term care is, how it works, what it pays for, your different types of options. And then we sit down with you and we'll start having that discussion to kind of figure out how to design a custom plan like we did for our clients of the week. And if you would like to attend one of the webinars, our next one is Thursday the 9th. So that's next Thursday at 3 p.m. And again, I have one coming up on Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. And I say plan about an hour and a half. Sometimes they go a little bit longer than that. It just depends questions. But I'm usually through with my information about 45 minutes, and then I answer questions. And you can come and go, obviously, since it's on the webinar. And the cool thing about our system, no software. You don't have to download any software. I don't know if you've been using Zoom or anything like that where you have to do an executable and they turn your mics off and do all this stuff on your computer. Ours doesn't do that. We just give you a link that you click on, and you can actually just watch it in your web browser. So you can watch it on an iPad. You can watch it on your phone. You can do whatever you want. And then we have a way you can type and send your questions in as well, too. So, again, next Thursday, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and then that's on the 9th, and then Friday the 24th at 9 a.m. So I wanted to spend a little time here again before we wrap up, just kind of going over some of the basic ideas on how we can fund these plans. When we're designing a long-term care plan for our clients, number one, what we're doing is we're looking at their situation like we did here for Brad and Jennifer, and look at their pension and their Social Security and their assets and their savings, and we try to figure out an amount that they're comfortable with. And I say you're comfortable with because we just have no idea with long-term care. I might need couple hours, a couple days a week initially. I might end up in a 24/7 memory clinic. I don't know. So that's the hard thing to plan for. So what we're really trying to do is make an educated guess based on you have X amount of income, you'll always have this. If we add this amount more, this will give you this much cushion. You know, off we go. So we're going to start with that. And we have some basic ideas like, you know, how much assisted living costs and how much health care costs. And so that's why we, you know, generally most plans start in that, you know, $6,000 range. Sometimes we have people with $4,000. Sometimes we have people with $12,000 a month. So it just depends on what you're comfortable with. But the next step that we're going to do is decide how to fund the plan. What's the most efficient way to fund that plan? And for Jennifer and Brad, because of their age, he's 72. He's a little bit more limited, meaning the insurance companies right now with the low interest rates and with COVID going on, they don't want to extend those long payments for older people because they just don't feel they have enough time to get any return on that money. Because, again, insurance companies are cash reserve companies, so they're taking your premium and they're basically offsetting that liability that they have on their books now with some kind of cash reserve, which is usually treasuries. So that low interest rate environment is certainly having an effect, but there still are quite a few options out there. So if I have a traditional long-term care plan, and that's what most of you probably have if you have long-term care insurance already, it's where you're just paying an annual bill or a monthly bill to the insurance company, and you have that long-term care insurance policy, that bucket of money. You go on claim, you'll stop making your payments. Most of those were set up on what we call a continuous pay, which means you're going to pay until you go on claim. So that's what a lot of people don't like. I have a traditional plan with a continuous pay as well, too. I took out in my 40s, and what really bugs me is I sit there and go, well, gosh, what if I'm like one of these 95-year-old guys and I've never triggered a policy? Do I still pay the premium on this thing, right? That's what we're always thinking. So there's no stopgap on a continuous pay. However, traditional plans offer us a 10-pay option, which says there's a couple companies out there that do this now that says you can just pay your premiums up in 10 years. So after 10 payments, the policy is fully paid up and you have that policy. And there's actually a company that offers a single premium traditional plan. So now what you're doing, unlike an asset-based plan, you're just buying pure risk insurance and you're just doing it with a lump sum. And so the downside to that is there's no money back on that. If you never use it, that premium's just gone. But if you're a C corporation or a business, you can write that premium off. So that's where that's really designed. And you can also do things like a 1035 exchange. If you have an existing annuity or life insurance, you can transfer that money into a single pay traditional plan as well, too. The IRS allows that. So those are some of the options on traditional plans. If we move over to an asset or a hybrid plan like the one we just talked about, we have lots of options. We can do a single lump sum like we just talked about there with Brad and Jennifer, or you can spread it out over time, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years. There's a paid up at 65 by one company. So if you're 50 and you want a plan paid up by the time you're 65, you can do that. And there's also continuous pay on these asset and hybrid plans, which is say, I'm going to pay this guaranteed level premium until I go on claim. And so a continuous pay on an asset-based plan, the payments are guaranteed level. They're guaranteed to never change. You don't get that guarantee on a traditional plan. Now, you can also do a combination of the two, like a deposit and ongoing payments. You can do 1035 exchanges, which means if you have value in life insurance, cash value, or surrender value, you can exchange that into an asset-based long-term care plan. You can exchange an existing annuity, which is the home run under the Pension Protection Act, because you can take $100,000 you have in an annuity and turn it into $300,000 of tax-free long-term care, and all the money comes out tax-free, including your growth. And lastly, and I know this is fast, so I'm just shooting this out there. You'll learn more about this on our classes. The IRA, funding an asset-based plan with an IRA, we're able to take a lump sum out. So you take $100,000 out today, and you spread those taxes out over 10 years. So we have that option as well, too. And that's a very popular option because it allows us to get more insurance for less money, but spread the taxes out over 10 years. So lots of different options there on funding. We're going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has just a wonderful 4th of July weekend. And join us for our upcoming class next Thursday, the 9th at 3 p.m. and again Friday, the 24th at 9 a.m. All that information is available at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. Thursday, July 9th at 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me Thursday, July 9th at 3 p.m. I'll kick things off and share my long-term care story. Make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the class size small for a great learning environment. Space is limited. It's all free, and I'll be part of it as well. Go to 525longtermcare.com.